Board to consider motion to accept proposal for phase two of building and grounds design services with JMA Architecture and authorize chairman to sign proposal. You'll recall that phase one was presented to the Board of Commissioners and included recommendation for multiple county properties. Our Building and Grounds Committee met with JMA several times, I believe at least twice, to discuss these proposals and came, I think, to a consensus on where they thought the direction needed to be. With that, staff presented to you on the direction of the Building and Grounds Committee a proposal for phase two of potential design services with JMA Architecture, continuing that relationship, which was approved by the Board of Commissioners in the capital projects budget for fiscal year 25 in the amount of $76,500. We're now coming to you with a proposal from JMA at $59,429. It's under budget of what you budgeted for this. So you'll already see savings there in your contingency funds for this project. But what this does is this details the next step in potential county administrative annex, including interviews with departments for current and future needs, as well as a cost estimate. And ultimately, what this will provide for you is renderings that you'll be able to present to the public of maybe different designs, sort of what you foresee this being. This is no guarantee, or this does not require you to begin the process to build an annex. This is your next steps in information gathering. Once you approve this, we'll submit the proposal to JMA, and they estimate a pretty short turnaround time to get this going.
So it's for potential SPLOS in the future.
Yes, ma'am. At least that, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's good clarification for those that are present and for the media. It's just a planning tool to be able to utilize in the future for SPLOS purposes.